The intention of our research was to look at whether the talk we hear at elections of getting tough on crime or the sensational stories we read in the media are having an effect on how people perceive crime in their local area and how safe they feel.
Okay, so what was the results then? Are they feeling safe?
Interestingly, our research revealed that Australians are feeling safer. In the decade from 2001, feeling safer increased around the country, although that change did differ in different states. In Queensland, the improvement was amongst some of the highest around the country.
That's interesting. How does that connect then, that improvement in feeling safer? How does that connect with what we're seeing right now, where the government's really getting tough on with their tough on crime policies?
Well, it's interesting how it relates to the government getting tough on crime when at the same time it relates to a falling crime rate. Across the country, property crime, which we looked at, is falling, but other crimes also are trending downwards. And so when we hear politicians talking tough on crime, whether or not we consciously make the connection, somewhere we're going, hang on, I'm feeling safer, I perceive that crime's coming down, why are they talking tough?
What exactly is it that makes Australians feel safe?
Well, we looked at a range of factors and found that for all demographics, male, female, ages, and where they live, generally people are feeling safer. When they did show signs of not feeling as safe related to crime, it was if they have a self-reported nervous disposition, mm-hmm. or if in their local neighbourhood they perceived some level of social disorder, whether that was the level of vandalism, more rubbish around, or those sorts of things that we would perceive to be related to criminal activity, but not actually necessarily criminal in itself.
Mm-hmm. What happens then if they're feeling safe, but then they hear all this talk about we have to get tough on crime and be much tougher on criminals? What does that do to their thinking?
Well, because the research was over 10 years and showed by and large a increase in safety over that time, it seems that the spot fires, you like, of an election campaign or a significant crime event, but in a part of the country or state not directly impacting us, might have an initial impact on us. We might be more aware of the issue of crime, but overall, we don't worry about it every day, and so we're feeling safer.
So what do you think then is really the message to government coming out of this report?
Well, the first message would be to engage the voters on crime policy with data being the starting point. You know, tell us that crime's going down. The reason is politicians are less likely to do this is because history shows us that if they talk tough on crime, they're convinced that that's going to win them votes. So it actually requires a change in the approach that politicians take to dealing with the issue, and one that's quite significant both for the public in general, but also victims and offenders themselves in how they are then treated in the criminal justice system.
And does that actually happen? Does it win them votes?
Well, our research didn't specifically measure that, but the fact that they keep visiting at every election, and we see at the federal election that they're talking tough on not local crime, but talking tough on refugees, that it must be a proven vote winner, even if outside of the election campaign people are less concerned about it.
All right. Well, as the federal election draws closer, I guess we're better get ready for even more tougher talk. David Baker, interesting report. Thanks very much.
Thank you.